There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Trinae Nuri for The Wall Street Journal. The Food and Drug Administration has cleared the COVID-19 booster shot from Pfizer and BioNTech for children ages 5 to 11. The decision expands access to about 28 million children, though vaccinations among the young have been relatively low compared with rates in older people. Nestle says it'll fly extra baby formula into the U.S. from Switzerland and the Netherlands to alleviate a severe shortage across the country. It comes just a day after the FDA said it was loosening import rules on formula from overseas manufacturers. Despite higher prices, U.S. shoppers have increased their retail spending for the fourth straight month. The Commerce Department says sales grew 0.9% in April from the prior month. Consumers spent more at bars and restaurants on cars, furniture, clothing, and electronics, but they pulled back spending on groceries, home improvement, and sporting goods. Still, there are signs that inflation, which is at its highest level in four decades, is having an impact on retail businesses. Walmart says its sales grew last quarter, while higher product, supply chain, and employee costs ate into profit. Net income fell 25% from a year ago, and earnings per share came in below analyst expectations. But Home Depot is boosting its outlook for the year after reporting that first quarter sales rose 3.8%. The home improvement chain says the average amount spent per transaction rose by more than 11%, while the number of transactions declined 8.2%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.